Tell us a little bit about what you're hoping to install here.
Well, so we are hoping to install on the east end of the Blickery Activities Center indoor modular turf. It's the same turf that the Arena Football League uses, and it will allow our outdoor athletic teams to then practice indoors when they have inclement weather. So football, soccer, baseball, softball, we'll all get to use it. It's about 7,000 square feet we're hoping to get. So that would be a full softball infield, almost a full baseball infield. You know, it also have other uses for other campus events. You know, intramurals could play in there. So being a northern school, it would be a big game changer for our athletic department to get something like this done.
And you're around now, right? You're able to utilize it.
Correct. And that's the big part. And you know, right now our teams end up practicing on those, you know, from the 1970s, that old tartan surface that's in there. And so this will be a realistic game situation type surface that we'll get to practice on.
That sounds great. How much you need to raise to do it?
So we're fortunate enough we have an anonymous donor that will match up to $50,000. And so the total project is $100,000. So we just need to come up with $50,000. I'm trying to find 100 donors to give me $500 each, and that'll purchase a section of turf. It's going really well. We got off to a great start here last week, and I'm just hoping to get people to jump on board and help us complete the campaign.
And 500 becomes 1,000 with the match. So
exactly.
Kind of nice. Yeah, you can own a piece of the future. $500 each, and you get a section of turf there to help them build towards their goal, which is great. And, of course, it's about a lot more than just the actual addition to the turf. It allows you to do a lot more on the athletic side.
Exactly. You know, we've had our softball team has been national champions twice. Our football team has played in two of the last four national championships. And for football, when we get late in the year, we've been battling snow. We've been, you know, cold, and this will allow them to practice later in the year. So it keeps us competitive with those teams that are a little further south than us.
How many teams now?
We have seven sports right now. We're looking at adding an eighth one in fall of 27. Men's soccer is what we're hoping to add.
Yeah, that's great. And students from, where do they come from? North Dakota State College of Science?
Well, you know, we're really proud to get a lot of North Dakota athletes. We have tied with Lake Region for percentage of athletes that are from North Dakota, and we have the most of any of the two-year colleges of number of athletes from North Dakota. So we're winning these national titles with North Dakota kids.
That's awesome. And if folks want to help on getting the turf done to get you across the goal, again, a $100,000 project, but half of it in a match donation, so you double your donation by committing to buying, as you say, $500, get you one section of turf, whatever you want to match. How do folks find out about how to do that?
Very easily, they can go to www.ndscswildcats.edu. Or you can also go to our NDSCS Foundation page and just a couple clicks and you're right there.
All right, fantastic. Well, congrats on a neat upgrade to a facility here.
Well, thank you, Scott.
Hope you get that across the finish line. If you do, when are you installing it?
Well, our goal is to install it October 15th. We're hoping to finish the campaign by July 1st so we can get the turf ordered and then get it here and get it installed.
All right, well, good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks for telling us a little bit about it.